This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was poetry in Washington today, some prose as well, and we'll play a little bit of what President Biden had to say during his inaugural address. But mostly, there was a change in tone from 4 years ago to the new challenges facing this economy and how the Biden administration plans to meet them. We've been talking about that since Election Day, and we will talk about it some more, as I said, in the days and weeks to come. But on this day one of his administration, one of the first things on Biden's legislative agenda is immigration, a topic that is political, yes, to be sure, but which is also for us a labor market story. The U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021 is set to be on its way to Congress. Marketplace's Erica Barris starts us off.
This legislation comes after 4 years of restrictive policies, cutbacks on the refugee program, increased scrutiny on high-skilled worker visa applications, a slowdown in naturalizations. Labor economist David Yeager.
This clearly tells the country that the Biden administration intends to head in a different direction.
The plans include paths to citizenship for farm and essential workers, immigrants brought to the U.S. by their parents, and those who came fleeing wars. All immigrants would have to pass background checks and pay taxes. Stuart Anderson is with the National Foundation for American Policy, a think tank.
These individuals would have more bargaining power. It would also help these individuals themselves improve their own ability to educate themselves and invest in their own skills because they know they would be here with certainty.
This bill also plans to bolster border security through technology. It also calls for aid to Central American countries to address the corruption, violence, and poverty that often drive migrants to the U.S. Julia Gillette is an analyst at the Migration Policy Institute. She says all of this may strike lawmakers as ambitious.
Such a big, broad package as this is likely to struggle in Congress.
Leticia Bustamante of UCLA's Labor Center is still hopeful. A DACA recipient, she's lived in the U.S. for 20 years, and so have her undocumented parents. For now, they both work in factories.
They are folks that don't have steady jobs because of their status. They are folks that sort of just have to go wherever the work goes.
Bustamante says this bill would give them and millions of others more stability. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.